Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast, where our mission is to help hosts share their space and live their dream. This episode is sponsored by our free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Our comprehensive Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist will take the guesswork out of what you'll need to finally get your Airbnb off the ground. You'll have the confidence to do that thing you've always wanted to do. Get started today sharing your space and living your dream by visiting our website, thanksforvisiting.me, and that's for F-O-R, and signing up for your free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Again, this is free, so hurry up and get your copy today. Now on to the episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Thanks for Visiting. I am one of your co-hosts, Sarah Karakayan.
And I am your other co-host, Annette Grant. And together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Okay, listeners, as we discussed, we are going to start doing something that will give a spotlight to people who collaborate with us on Instagram and also who are loyal podcast listeners. We call it hashtag STR Share Sunday. So we encourage all of you to have an Instagram account for your business or for your Airbnb. And when you do, make sure you tag STR Share Sunday in your photos and we'll be looking for them. And then we will shout you out here on the podcast and also on Sunday via our Thanks for Visiting _ Instagram handle as well, so that your Airbnb, or maybe you're thinking about becoming an Airbnb and you want to share the inspiration of other people, people can kind of connect with you and collaborate with you. This week, we're sharing
Old City Hosting.
And their handle is old_city_hosting.
And this is John and Aaron. And we first found out about them because they are avid podcast listeners. They might have binged, and we love that. And they have properties in St. Augustine, Florida. And they had recently just moved back from California after a couple years stint there. And they are now starting a co-hosting business in St. Augustine. So we encourage you, check them out. They are sharing their space, living their dream. They're actually in the process of building their dream house right now while co-hosting. And so we want you to check them out. Give them a like. Follow them on their journey.
Yep. And Aaron, John, thank you for all you do. I love in your bio on Instagram, you say super host level hospitality. You know, Annette and I love that. We're going to share you on our Instagram as well and give you some love. Thanks so much for being loyal listeners.
Okay, so let's get to today's show. Let's be honest as well. This is take two.
let's tell our listeners.
Oh, you guys.
I deleted the show.
We
deleted it. Well, it's our show.
You were next to me as I was making the poor decision.
So I was a partner in crime.
And I've been podcasting now, not only for Thanks for Visiting, I have another podcast too. And I've always feared the moment where something would happen. It happened to really great people, but really understanding people. So let's get to who they are. We have Jen and Jamie, and actually I co-host for them. And so we want to talk to you today about, number one, we get DMs all the time on what it means to be a co-host. You're like, Sarah, you get paid to like run someone's vacation rental? Yes. You know, and I feel like in other towns like Florida and the likes of Texas and other vacation spots.
Absolutely.
That sounds normal.
And it's more of property management. The co-hosting, I think, is a term, like even when I say I'm a super host or I'm a host, people are like, what's that mean?
Yeah.
But then co-hosting is through this whole other wrench into the short-term rental market.
Yes. So we have another episode about what it means to be a host versus a co-host.
And today we're going to dive into what it means to own a property, have a getaway. This is Jen and Jamie's getaway from their home. And while they're not here, I help manage the guest experience to make sure they become super hosts, and remain profitable. So Jen and Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Quick question. How far is your primary residence from this getaway? Let's get that out there for our listeners ASAP.
Sure. So we live actually down in Jackson, Ohio, which strangely enough, in Ohio, there are two Jacksons.
Okay.
There are? Yes. Yeah. One's up north, and so super confusing.
How do they do that?
I don't know. So we live 80 miles. If you drive 80 miles south of here, you run into Jackson.
Okay. So door to door.
Hour and 20.
Yeah.
All right. So if a guest is like, I can't get in, you're not helping them.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Just want to get that out so you guys know exactly the distance that that they live.
Yes.
So start with, how did you get this getaway? And then was Airbnb always at the forefront of helping you fund your getaway? Or was it a secondary thing once you're like, wait, our location is prime, which by the way, their location is prime. We'll make sure to tag their listing so you can see. We're actually on location too. We're in their Airbnb/getaway right now. And the sunlight is coming in. Their dog is here. Give Marley a shout out. It's Marley, right?
Hey, Marley.
Okay. Yes. Marley is here in the building. Listeners, we love dogs, so he's welcome. Is this a dog-friendly property for guests?
Not. No.
It is not. And that was something that we talked with Karen or Sarah about right off the rip was... You know, how do we work this out where we have our dog, but tell others that
they can't bring theirs?
They can't bring theirs. Yeah. And, you know, I liked her answer. And when we were talking with you and Nick, we said that and they said, well, it's your property. You can do whatever you want to with it. And I said, Absolutely. Oh, I like the way you're thinking. So
you're the boss.
But I think it was very important to let people know that there is a dog here at some time. So that way, if they are allergic or whatever, it's not a big deal. Yeah.
Getaway journey. How long have you owned this property?
We have owned this property
about a year now. A little over a year. Yep.
Yeah, it's been over a year. We started looking with having no clue what we were really looking for. I think when we started, this was actually the first property that we actually went in. First one. And we're really weird people because we either make a decision in like 2 seconds or it takes like 5 years. So with this one, we looked at it and I think we made an offer in like 12 hours. And they accepted the offer. And we always knew going into it, we wanted Airbnb. But when we finally got in here and realized the logistics, like you said, of being an hour and a half away, and if there was an issue and how we were going to do that, taking that from an idea to like the reality of a long-term, you know, actual kind of a business, which is really what it is, we thought there's absolutely no way we can do this. So at that point...
We were very naive.
Yeah. And, you know, at that point, we did what we thought was the right thing. And we basically went on Instagram and started hashtagging Columbus Airbnb. And these Nestor people started popping up everywhere. So I watched that for a couple of days. And then I told Jen, I was like, just check this out, which she did. So we stalked a little bit there.
If you're new listeners, Nestors is Sarah and Nick.
Yes.
Husband-wife duo, co-host here. Mm-hmm. So if you're on your phone, check them out right now on Instagram.
Yes.
Which essentially
is
exactly what we did. It just so happened that at that time, you guys were doing a home show, or I think it was at The View.
Yep.
And so we... Basically, we made a trip.
No, we really did. It was so weird.
Yeah,
it was almost weird. Creepy.
I think that person, that company, and I want to, and I only know this because of the first time we did this recording.
Yeah.
But number one, you wanted someone who you didn't know to run your property. Mm-hmm. That's a big ask. So I think what you did is normal. And I would encourage our listeners to like do the same thing, like get to know. And what I want you to kind of talk about too, and this is not to like toot my own horn, but there was another company you talked to.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that company actually might be a great company for someone else with different goals and personality.
For sure.
And
sure.
needs. Right.
Sure.
And you kind of like, and so can you talk about that after coming to like the home show and interviewing another company? Like what made you make the decision for who you ended up choosing?
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. I want to take our listeners back a little bit because
Jamie's just gone off some really amazing things, and I don't even know if he did it. Number one, they were coming to Columbus and staying in a hotel.
Yes. Yes.
And they made a decision of like, wait a second, we're coming here frequently. Yep. We want to have a second place. And they jumped on that. And listeners, if you have a place that you're going to, see if there's a way that you could make it a second residence, your getaway, where you're not paying the hotels, you're actually, you know, investing in a property. But secondly, this is something that I want people to know too. You don't have to have, your getaway doesn't have to be yours all the time. You know, you don't have to open up your calendar all the time in order to host. Mm-hmm. They block off the days that they want to be here, and they put that at the forefront. And I just want everybody to know that it is your property. It's always your property, whether you let dogs stay there, whether you want to clog up, you know, the weekend so you can come down and hang out. That's what's so great about short-term rentals, about Airbnb platform, is you are always in control of your property. And you calling it a business also just made my heart pitter-patter and made me very excited, because that is so exciting to know that something that is vacation and getaway for you is also a profitable business. And I know Sarah and I talk about that all the time, is like, run it like a business. Mm. So continue on. I just want to get that out there, that they actually block the dates off. This is their place. They are hanging out here. They are enjoying it. That is probably goal number one.
Yeah.
And then goal number two is finding the right co-host, because it's a fun place for you. You don't want it to be work. You want to have a great relationship like you have with Sarah and Nick on the co-hosting front.
Yeah. And I think to your point, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because that goes back to what Sarah just asked. And that is the other company that we talked with. And it was very clear right off the rip that was not going to work out for us, because their philosophy was to run it solely as a business and not... like, our needs or wants did not matter to them. And I get that. And that's cool. And what you said is true. I mean, their job is to make you money, not... Mm-hmm. So what they had told us was, well, okay, that's fine, but you basically turn your property over to us. You have no say. If it's an Ohio State weekend, if it's Penn State, Ohio State, or whatever, you are not using your own place, mm-hmm. because we're making money off of it that week, because our place is close to campus. Yes. So, you know, when we sat down and talked with Sarah and Nick, they were like, no, this is your place. You control it. And, you know, that was music to our ears, because why have it if we can't use it on the, you know, anytime we want to? If I want to come up over Thanksgiving or, you know, whatever, Christmas, like, we should be able to use it and not have someone, I'm paying the, you know, mortgage, I'm paying the taxes. Like, no, you don't tell me what I can do with my property.
Absolutely.
But I also get where they're coming from, because they know, you know, the best times and whatever also.
Yeah. They're on occupancy. Sarah and I call this, they're trying to put heads in beds.
Yes.
And their relationship, I'm sure, was similar to what Nick and Sarah do. It's most likely a percentage of revenue.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And if you're taking up days, listeners, that's... A lot of times when you're working with a co-host or a property management company, they're going to want to take a percentage of your revenue. So obviously, the more nights they can book, the more revenue they're going to make. And so that other organization that Jen and Jamie were talking to, that was probably at the forefront. They probably have spreadsheets. They sit down and go, hey, we need to make a minimum amount on each property, which we get. Just shop around is kind of what our point to this is, because they found the right fit with Sarah and Nick.
And I think a lot of that too... That other company, I mean, there was no name, face, whatever to that. We didn't know who, you know, Bob was that we were talking to.
It's like
a
phone call.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So with Nick and Sarah, I mean, we saw, you know, it's the power of social media as much as anything. We saw it kind of exactly like a nice, we saw what was going on. We kind of felt like we were super like-minded. I mean, and just
I think
with
important.
That. So going in, we were pretty confident that this is who we wanted to use, and we were just like, hopefully they accept. I mean, at that point, we were so naive as to knowing, like, they walk in here and like,
will they take our property?
And we had no clue, like zero reference whatsoever. We had stayed in three Airbnbs before we even bought this to do this.
But I love this about you guys. Like,
Again, like doers. You just took action. We don't know what we're doing, but we know we want to.
That naive word comes back into play.
But you know what? I mean, I'm the same boat. I'm a doer too. And sometimes I'm like, I have no idea, number one, what I'm getting into or what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I got to know. I'm like, so you're so curious and wanting to be a part of that thing. But I also love what you said earlier too, Jamie, is that you use a hashtag to find someone. Yeah. I do that all the time. I used to go and design spaces in places where I didn't live. And so I wanted to find a photographer. I would hashtag Seattle photographer. So if you are wondering, if you're like, yes, I am Jen and Jamie, I need to find a co-host, use the hashtag, you know, Columbus Airbnb co-host Columbus Airbnb. Try all the different combinations. You can search them. Mm-hmm. And that might be a great way to find that your person.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
When you found Sarah and Nick at this home show, talk to them.
Stalk them.
Again, people, get out of your houses and go to meetups, go to events, because you really do old school meet people, and it's awesome.
For sure. Hey, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
The first person that we met at that thing was Liz.
Yeah.
And she literally, she works with you.
Yeah.
And she made us, because we were standing there, you know, you're like the little kid, like, oh, should we, should we not?
Right.
And literally she walked up to us and was so warm. And she is, I love her. And I just want to give her a shout out.
Yeah, check her out. She's at Flippin' with Lizzie on Instagram.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
We'll tag her.
She makes cameos on our Instagram too.
She's great.
Yeah, she is.
You talked with Sarah and Nick.
Yes.
Said, hey, we're interested in you co-hosting. Mm-hmm.
How do we do it?
Talk us through that. Do they come to your house? Do they do a walkthrough? Do they say, hey, it's going to be X amount of dollars a month? Financially, you were probably making some stuff up in your head. What were you making up in your head?
I think that we were actually making up, like, we can't do this on our own. Whatever they charge us is fine. Because we, and
not
don't tell Nick
clients.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we were like, at the home show, we were like, okay, how do we proceed? And Sarah said, you call me and make an appointment. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And so the next time we were up, they came over, she and Nick both came over, and we just sat down at the table here and talked. And I think that's very important, because you find out that you are like-minded, or you are a good fit, or what they stand for, what they don't. And, you know, and they could have hated our guts and just been like, I don't feel like this is going to work out. Or, you know, I wanted them to see the space. Is there anything we need to do? And that kind of thing. And you know, so it just seemed like a good fit. And that's how we
And I think we met
there.
For an hour and a half.
It was a good chat.
And to be honest, the price didn't even, you know, the cut, the whatever, did
that's
not even come
right.
up. Honestly, until right at the end, Nick said, do you even want to know how much we charge? And I said, sure. And he said, you know, what he said. And I said later, I think we said this in the first time, if he would have said twice as much. I mean, again, don't tell him that. But I would have been like, cool, because, you know, our options are, you know, it's, we can't do it. We cannot do it ourselves. So, you know, we're super happy with that.
And for listeners, we'll be transparent here. The way that Sarah, and currently, she charges a percentage of the overall revenue, the monthly revenue.
Yes.
Am I fair in saying that? So, and those may differ depending on your location. I've heard them anywhere from like 15 to 50%, to be honest.
Yep.
So just want to say that. And there is also, to make it very clear, Sarah has a cleaning turnover specialist that help her in her co-hosting.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some fees associated with that.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes a very small army to make spaces welcoming for each and every new guest. And what I also want to say too is, when you are looking for a co-host, know that you need to be interviewing them just as much as they are interviewing you.
Correct.
Because it's got to be a good fit. We've got to be able to chat about things. Just on Sunday, we had a challenge.
Tell us.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Is it for the airwaves? Can we?
No, totally.
Okay, I want to hear.
But I want to say this too, because listeners, now I'm not saying you cannot manage your space long distance yourself. You can, Annette and I can teach you how.
Mm-hmm.
What you need to know about Jen and Jamie is they run a very busy business.
Yes.
They are restaurant tours, is it?
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and you are just working all the time.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we can't like drop things and run up an hour and a half.
Go somewhere quiet, talk to a guest, figure something out. You know what I mean? Because you can tell a guest on your listing that you are not available in person. Mm-hmm. That way, when they book the space, they know that you're not there to do anything with them. Those expectations were set up front. We now say, because you have me, that we give you your space, but if you need someone, someone's here for you. Mm-hmm. So that's something, another way to change it. But so I just don't know that that's in the cards for you because you have your own very busy business.
Right.
Yeah. So I just want to say that, you know what I mean? Yes. Like everyone's kind of different. Just because you're long distance doesn't mean you can't.
Right.
But this is what fits for Jen and Jamie to have some work-life balance.
Yes.
For sure. For definitely. Sure.
We'll go to the challenge because it's inquiring eyes. But that is very important what Sarah said. You really do need to, well, Sarah and I need to be like-minded with who we're hosting with because you are going to have, you know, guests are going to have issues. You need to make sure that you're both like would take care of something the same exact mm-hmm. way. That your hosting mentalities of like guests first. That's, you need to make sure that you're on the same wavelength. Like if something goes down, are we going to be able to give them, is it potentially a credit? Is it, you know, how are we going to deal with issues? And honestly, my thought on that is like, if you're not having any, I'll just call them challenges or issues, then you're probably not booking your place that often.
Right. So
the more you're booking places, even more the guests that you welcome, you know, you're going to have those things that happen, but being prepared, making sure you're on the same page is
for sure.
Yeah. So what happened? Give it to us.
I've never seen this girl shook up before. And she called me the other day and
I have not heard the story, by the way.
She was beside herself.
Okay.
Because the whole time I'm just like, so, okay, listeners, number one, Liz was on duty. So Liz is my associate at Nestor. She helps me. I mean, she's a godsend. So that I can also have a work-life balance. Because as a host, you are on 24/7. Guests check in at all hours of the day and night, what have you. Okay. Things can happen at all hours of the day and night. Liz is on duty, but our guest call, and we give our guests like a list of like numbers they can call. So even if we're traveling and they can get a hold of us, we're happy to talk to the guest if mm-hmm. we're traveling. That's just, but if not, they go to our voicemail and then we say try the next person on the list. So they called Nick first and the guest was really kind. And the guest was like, hey, letting you know, we ran into your turnover people. We're not quite out yet because we had difficulties because the power is out. And Nick was like, oh, that's fine. Like, you know, he's like, I told the cleaner, it's fine. I'm just letting you know. And Nick was like, okay, I mean, do what you gotta do. If you need some extra time, the cleaner, I was already talking to the cleaner, like, hey, just give him some time. Power's out. I didn't know if it was apartment specific, but then I got a message from another guest that another one that we called was on the street was also out. So I'm like, okay, this is like a street-wide outage.
Okay.
Okay, I took care of the cleaner. They're gonna chill for a minute. The guest is like, okay, cool. 10 minutes later, the guest calls Nick again, and it's like, hey, so my car's in the garage, and because the power's out, we can't get the car out, and we have a plane to catch.
Yes. So meanwhile, I'm getting text messages or calls from Jen saying, what are we going to do?
And this isn't a good one.
Yeah, no, and I'm at the restaurant trying to deal
never in a million years.
With all kinds of issues. And I'm like, I have no clue other than to bust the window out.
Yeah, because our garage is it's a long one unit thing for all the units in this building, which are four. There are four.
Right.
And there's no door.
Like human door. There's
like
no,
a human door.
Right. Yeah. You could leave a key.
And there's no handle on the outside of the door with like a lock or anything on it. And honestly, it never crossed any of our minds,
no,
I don't think.
Number one, I'm like a New Yorker, so I'm like, garages, outdoor spaces, learning as I go. Right. So that's why I was like, maybe I'll call the owner, maybe they know.
Right, they have something.
Away. And you bought it this way, and it hasn't happened to you yet, so that's
and every unit, every garage unit is exactly the same.
Right,
okay.
So I'm sure this has happened before to the...
Did they bust the window out?
No.
So I'm like, Jen's let's look up the brand name of the garage opener is Genie. And so I'm Googling like Genie and I find that like, okay, there is an emergency kit. And so I just asked her, do you have the emergency kit? I think you said like, I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I said, I don't think so because when we bought the unit, it had that door and that opener. So if there is one, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
So
I call Liz and I'm like, hey, I at least need you to go over to the guest and just
I think
the number one that, and you know this too, working in a restaurant and working in a hotel, guests want to know that they're being heard and that you sympathize with their current situation and that you are doing everything you can.
Was the guest flipping out?
The guest was a little stressed, right? Because they have a plane to catch. Luckily, it wasn't within the next couple hours. Okay. Their flight was at 3.
Okay.
And I told Liz before she went over, I was like, here's worst case scenario. Worst case scenario, we drive that car back to the rental place.
Right, because it was a rental car.
We call the rental place and either we get the rental guys to come out and bring the car back. Whatever's legal, we do that. We take care of it, right?
All right, got it.
Yay, see?
Yeah. So it's not
That's worst case, right? And if there's fees associated with that, like, I take care of it, right? Okay. Like, you do whatever you do to make the guests know that, like, we got you. Mm-hmm. So Liz comes over and then, of course, they have a baby with them.
Yes.
That so was the worst. We're like, I know there's no light on, but it's daylight. So go back in the apartment. I sent the cleaner home. I was like, we'll clean it tomorrow. It's fine. Worst case scenario, Liz and I come and turn it over. If we had a 3 o'clock check-in, like, we figure it out. And we sent them on their way to have lunch. And we said, as soon as we hear that the power's back on, we will let you know.
Did you pay for their lunch?
I didn't pay for their lunch, but I paid for their Uber to get to lunch. They were going to go to lunch anyway.
Okay. There we go.
And so I said, because they didn't have the car, I took the problem at hand. I was like, hey, if you want to go to lunch, I'm happy to pay for your Uber. Go enjoy yourselves because there's no power in the home. But if you need the home, please take the home.
Right.
We'll figure it out for you. We obviously already had the guest number. So Liz came, sympathized, listened, what's the issue? How can we help? Here's worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. Go have lunch. We'll let you know when the power comes back on. They go to lunch. Power comes on sooner than...
Way sooner than
the electric company said it would.
Okay, which they had sent me an email. And so then I sent Sarah a message. I said, oh my gosh, they're saying 1:30. And they have a 3 o'clock flight. And I'm just not thinking this is going to work out. And it did come back on.
It came back on. And so... they asked us, we sent the message, they're like, hey, we're having lunch. Can you just open the garage door so that we can come back and get
make
the car?
Sure that
and
there's up. No,
absolutely. Yeah. So Liz opened the garage door and the guests came in and they were on their way. And you know, Liz said they were so understanding. I think they really appreciated having a face there and someone to just help them troubleshoot.
But again, being an hour and a half away, we wouldn't have been able to provide that service.
Two takeaways from that for me and hopefully all of our listeners is number one, have some flashlights, even though your phone has flashlights, something like this happens, have some flashlights ready for your guests and put them in a spot that's super easy for everybody to find. So if they call you in the middle of the night, whatnot, they're there. And then number two, if you do give them access to a garage, have that backup plan of how do they how do they get out? That is something I would have never, ever thought of.
No,
so hopefully that saves one of our listeners from...
Well, that's number three. When things come up, because they will, I don't care. I mean, before this, I worked in a hotel for X amount of years. And then before that, restaurants. Like, I don't care how prepared you are, how many restaurants you own, things will happen. And so you have to learn, okay, how can we now make sure that that instance doesn't happen again? And how can we put that to anything else in the property? Is there anything else that we need power for, you know, other than the lights that would be, you know, fine for a little while that we can not hold people up from getting on with their lives?
Right.
So we're only a few days from that. Do we know how to get in the garage if the power goes out again?
We do not.
Are we going to work on that?
That's a discussion we're going to have.
We do not.
Well, I saw, actually, hey, listeners, you're in our conversation right now. Did you see that emergency kit in your bathroom? Is it like an emergency genie kit for the garage?
No.
I saw it because I was like, maybe
here's
that's
what happens.
It.
Your co-host ends up knowing the property probably.
I knew that when we had a new... We just had a new
keypad put in.
So I knew there was some information. Yeah. So there's some stuff around here.
Yeah,
somewhere.
There is. We're gonna
explore that after.
It's gonna be great.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, getting back. Besides that, I guess what are
things that having Nick and Sarah that you're like, OMG, like I would have never ever thought of that. I would have never been able to deal with that. They helped us learn so much in one day versus trying to do trial and error over a year. What were some of those aha moments? You're like, oh my gosh, we're hosting. Like we had no clue that was even a thing.
I can tell you, I can use Word and whatever on the computer, but when it comes to design and all that, I've just never had a need to learn any of that stuff. So Sarah's like, hey, okay. So one of the first things we need to do is your welcome book. And I'm like, awesome. She's like, I'll send you the website that I use to design. And I'm like, okay, cool. I can do this. And so about 10 minutes in, I realized quickly that that wasn't going to happen because I didn't even understand how to like open the program.
Right. Gotcha.
So anyway, I said, I feel so stupid. I'm embarrassed. And she said, no. So I said, if I type everything out,
gotcha.
I can write, like I can do this. I just don't know how to place things on the pages. Mm-hmm. And so I literally did this ginormous Word document and forwarded it to her, and she put our welcome book together.
Awesome.
And, you know, that's just things that she takes out of time out of her day that, you know, she considers her responsibility, I think, that I would have never thought in a million years someone would do for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think just the setup as much as anything was, I mean, it's when you go on to the Airbnb site and it's your first time doing it.
It's like very Greek. I mean, really, yeah, it's confusing.
I
know you
kind
guys,
of humbling to start doing it.
Well, they simplify it to get you on and listed. Yeah. And you're like, wait, I feel like there's a lot of things
correct.
I didn't fill out. So you kind of have
correct.
To go back in.
Yes.
And I think you guys have discussed that.
Yeah, yes. We're still mm-hmm. like, wait a second, where do we go? Because we know we need to like add that in. Like maybe it's 2-night minimums or the cleaning fee.
Right.
Like there are so many like really important parts that the just generic walkthrough of like, hey, let's list your place. The option isn't there. And those are like
correct.
Detrimental to your mm-hmm. success.
And I think that, you know, and that's something that I know Sarah spends a lot of time on all the properties that they manage or co-host. But the other day, like I saw one of your stories, because we stalk you all the time still. No, I'm just kidding. That you were working on our property. And what you were doing was you were going in. We have a lot of pictures. And she was going in and putting captions on every picture. Mm-hmm. And she was also changing the pictures around. And I forget what that's called. You change
the hero image.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So she changed that. And
yeah, because you want to, I mean, this place is awesome. I want to see this.
There's a lot of good angles. She's got a lot of good angles.
Like sunlight. Yeah.
Yeah. So she went in and tweaked that. And it was weird because, and I don't know if that was just happenstance or whatever, but like that day we booked like three.
No,
it's
not happenstance.
Sarah, tell them why that happened that day. Tell our listeners.
So it's just like, it's like when you have a website, listeners, and people tell you it's good SEO to change up your website all the time. This is why bloggers say that consistency is key. This is why you want to use keywords, things like that. So when you're on your Airbnb profile, and I'm sure it's the same for the other platforms, HomeAway, VRBO, they want to know that, number one, that you're in your account and you're an active host. Mm-hmm. Now, I have your listing hooked up to a program that gives your account a heartbeat every day. So no matter what, if you look on the calendar, it says it's been updated that day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's been great, but it hasn't had the same effect as me humanly going in there and honestly changing the word from amazing, deleting that, and just putting the word fantastic. Mm-hmm. We've changed something
gotcha.
On your list and we've been in it. We've done something. Moving pictures around for me, it's like, okay, well, that picture has gotten us this result. What if I made it this picture? Let's see if that speaks to people this fall. Maybe if I show the whole couch where everyone can sit and drink coffee together, it's different than showing the awesome bed.
Sarah's doing some A-B testing.
Doing some A-B testing.
Internet-y's out
there. And no, I noticed it every single time. They say that 50% of guests on Airbnb platform in locations like ours, the Midwest, book 30 days out, so or less.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, right, people make bookings closer to when they need to arrive.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at my month ahead, my 2 or 3 weeks ahead, and we've got vacancies, I'm in there sometimes twice a day trying to mix it up to see if that doesn't get our listing be on page one of Airbnb.com in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
So that people don't have to dig to find our listings.
I want to get down to the finance part of your property, the business part. Talk to us about numbers. Are you paying for your utility bills? Are you paying for more than that? Like having a co-host, because I know we get that question a lot of like, yeah, but like when you have to pay like a turnover host and then you pay a co-host and you have this, like, are you really making money? Which that's a very broad statement, but talk to us a little bit about the finances and what the shakedown after having to have someone help you clean, have Sarah co-host financially, what's that look like for you? And are you happy with that result?
I think originally we just said if we could pay the taxes, because we are in Victorian Village on Neal Avenue and the taxes are ridiculous. So our first thought was if we can just pay the taxes, we're happy with that.
Okay, so you did have a financial goal.
Yeah. I mean, that was pretty much the goal. Yeah. Okay. And again, we'll say it again, naive as all get out going into this. We had no clue if we were going to rent the thing out 3 nights a month or every day. So just going in, if we said we can get those taxes paid, we're good.
And we may be a little bit different than other people because
probably.
And I think that because we went in, if we don't rent it for a day, okay, we're still okay.
Yeah.
Like we bought this knowing that we could afford, not being like arrogant, but like it's okay if we never rent it.
No, you have your worst case scenario.
Yes. Right.
So this is like crazy.
And that's what we tend to do with our, you know, business. And I think that's, you know, smart.
I think it's well surpassed that. I don't know if it's paying 100%, but it's very close, I think.
What is the nightly rate here during the week normally?
It really varies. We go anywhere from, I think, 75 to sometimes we can get 100, depending on.
And then are weekends significantly different? Because you guys are in a prime location. What's a weekend?
Again, it depends because we don't have football games every single weekend, right? So game
weekend.
What's
the highest nightly rate that you've got here so far?
That's a really good question, Matt.
Do you two night minimum stay on the weekends?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then 1 night minimum during the week? Okay.
And I think that's important. I mean, back to us not knowing that price wise. I mean,
sure.
We didn't, like you said.
You haven't done
it. Is it $45 a night? Is it $200? I mean, we have no idea.
We have no idea.
I think the weekend varies anywhere from 100 to 125.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, number one, they're a new listing, but now we've got some really good reviews.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that one woman who wrote us like a paragraph.
I wanted to like send her a cake.
I know. it was not just like a glowing paragraph full of like,
BS.
It was like
heartfelt.
Correct. And like telling the potential guest what the bed feels like, what the washer and dryer time cycle is, what the water pressure was like.
She very liked, detailed.
Correct.
Okay. She might be a super user.
She was great. She was really good. So I use a dynamic pricing system. I use Price Labs.
Okay.
And so that connects not only with what's going on in their area, but also Columbus as a whole, also our history and what our projections are like. So that technology really tells me like what we can probably get. And then the potential guests, the market tells us what we can actually get, right? I really want people to understand, especially in markets like Columbus, Ohio, where the city is behind our side, like as long as you're licensed, you can host. So we have a lot of competition,
right?
Yeah. A lot of competition. And it's really no longer making 3 times what you can make for a long-term rental. It's more like 2 times.
Right.
And then you add in the cleaners and the co-hosting. And now guests expect coffee. They want the shampoo and conditioner and body soap, right?
And I think that's fair.
It is. But it's different than when I started in 2012.
Right.
And I mean, people were just like, wait, I don't have to pay a hotel fee and I can like just stay in a bed and bring my own stuff. Cool.
And in the neighborhood. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's really good. Do you know about your occupancy rate? Like first of all, how often are you utilized? How many nights a month are you blocking off for your personal?
Right now, not a lot because we're so busy just in our lives.
It's been a month.
A month since we've been here.
Oh, wow. Since we erased your other podcast episode. I know your schedule. Okay, so you're not utilizing it a ton right now.
Not as much right now.
Calendar is pretty
open. Pretty open.
Yeah. Okay. But we, you know, co-host, if you're out there and you want to be a co-host, you are a co-host and you have guests who have a getaway space, Airbnb allows you to make notes within the calendar. And so I try to make a note of, okay, this is for Jamie and Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Airbnb is crazy town and it'll like unblock or block a night. So also you want to be in your app. You guys, you cannot set it and forget it.
Right.
I've texted you a couple times and I'm like, Jen, do you want this to be saved? And she's like, no, we're not coming on this random Sunday. You know what I mean? Like, whatever it was. So
no, it's gotten confusing to us. I mean, she's actually texted me, Jen has, and was like, are we going up there on the 10th? And I'm like, no, I don't think so.
Technology glitches, you guys. So, and you just gotta be in there.
But I think, just be very cognizant of that because, I've sent you a couple messages, been like,
I want to know, how do you, Jen and Jamie, how do you communicate with Sarah as a co-host? Is it all email? Is it texting? Is it a combination? Like, how often are you guys communicating? And is it normally just about, like, occupancy? And then I also want to know, of the communication, like,
What about necessities here? Is Sarah purchasing all of those? Like, talk to us a little bit about the finances there. And like, does she have access to a debit card or an Amazon Prime account? What's communication and then finances if something needs to be done here?
I think that's a really great question because that comes back to the co-hosting. Like, what are they responsible for and what am I responsible for? And I think with us, it's kind of a combination of everything. But I think one of my key phrases in life is communication is key. Like, as long as we talk back and forth, and Sarah and I talk quite a bit, I wouldn't say every day.
Is that via text?
Via text, typically. Okay. You know, like she sent me a message yesterday and said, hey, we're low on coffee and something, I can't remember. And I said, well, I have to run to the store anyway, so I'll just grab it. Don't worry about it.
Because
I'm here.
Interesting.
But there's been numerous times where she's gone and gotten coffee creamer and toilet paper and water. And then she just texts that on, you know, to the bill at the end of the month.
So
and then she itemizes all of that.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So either way, it just, but again, the communication is there.
I want to know is like, since this, Jen and Jamie are husband and wife. Who communicates more? Is this a team effort or is it mostly, okay, so Jen, you're the one like key communication. You kind of just,
I think so. Yeah. And I always say to our listeners too, I have clients that I don't talk to them, but send them an invoice once a month, right? Like they really want me because they don't want anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. Ish. I mean, because honestly, if you're my client, you love the hospitality side because I will not take you on if you don't put guests first and support me in making sure the guest is taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you all three, we have a very similar, like we love real estate.
Yeah. Yes.
We are very creative. We're entrepreneurial. So right. Like, I think the relationship, because we communicate, maybe not every day, but often is because of that.
Right.
But at the same time, I agree. Communication is key. And we haven't, I always leave it to my guests. So some clients I have give me a credit card because they're like, I've got three littles. I can't talk to you all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You're here to help me so that once they get older, I can then take over and be my own host. Okay, cool. That's great. I know with Jen, like, I just want to be able to, how would you like me to handle this? I'm a big advocate of having your own vacuum in each space because traveling vacuums can often travel certain insects and bugs. And so we talked about that and, you know, and I wanted to see how you want to handle it. I'm happy to get it for you. Is there a particular kind you want? I like to leave it up to like how the client, how the owner wants to handle the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So while I have some rules in my business, it's more of like, I want you to believe what I believe. And after that, we can totally tailor it to whatever works for you.
Right. Awesome.
And I don't know how you keep track of that though. Each individual
space. A lot of folders. I think that's really important for all of our listeners. A, if you have a co-host, if you don't, and then if you have multiple properties, they're all so different.
All different.
I mean, even if they're all in the same building, I know that from experience, things are still different. There's a different, maybe with the sun. There's just differences everywhere. Mm-hmm. So you do have to have some sort of system, know what those are, and then just go from there. And I'm sure Sarah with, you know, I only co-host for one person, but she has a plethora of clients. So it's really just individualizing that, just like it is your stay for all of your guests.
Jen and Jamie, is there anything else you would share with our listeners who maybe you want to do what you've done and aren't sure how to have that getaway space and still have their lives back home and still be able to use the space that we haven't touched on, or anything else that you want to leave our listeners with?
I think one thing, and we talked about this last time, is the question that we're asked a lot is, what's it like to come back to your space after someone was in your space?
Right, because people sleep in your bed.
And I think it was, I don't know, when we talked about it last time, we said, if you're cleaning the space, then that's a whole different ballgame.
Meaning when you come back.
Yeah. And if
you
come
back. And you got to clean first.
And you got to clean for someone else. Totally different ballgame. But with, you know, the turnover specialists and all that, we walk into a space that's the exact same every single time we're here.
As we left it.
And it's never even really crossed my mind, and which is a weird thing. I guess everyone's different, but for us, it's not an issue. I know for some people it may be.
It is that out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing I do recommend for people, if you are hosting in your own home, I know I've said this several times, two things. Have your own set of sheets and your own set of towels. I don't know. Do you guys do that?
No.
When I Airbnb my own place, I did have my own set of sheets. That was my quirk of like, I just want to have my own towels and my own sheets. So I had a little like bin
that those were mine. Actually makes sense.
Yeah. So that was my thing of like keeping my space like mine. And then the second thing is absolutely, again, when I had my, when I would short-term rent my own space, I would have my turnover specialist come in because the times that I didn't, I felt, I'll say it, violated a little. I'm like, they just like ate the cereal and left it out. It was dirty. And like, there's all this underwear. Like I did have a rando leave a bunch of underwear. It was so bizarre. But like, if I just wouldn't have known that, I'd be like, oh, so nice. Like my cleaning, like it's so nice in here. I wouldn't have even thought about it. When, but when I saw it was used, there was a little bit of a rub, a different feeling, even though I was like, yeah, I got the direct deposit too. Right. But I'd highly recommend letting somebody clean it for you. So when you walk in, it's all good.
The old out of sight, out of mind thing. And it really doesn't bother me one bit. And and you asked us the question last time, and you know, you don't know how you're going to feel about it until you show up. And, but I think, you know, with you guys and the way that you clean and whatever, I mean, the place is literally sparkling. Like when we get here, it's ridiculous.
And I mean, I think also like you're not here very often. So just the fact that like, there's eyes here and there's people coming and going. You know, you're not just letting a place sit dormant for a month, 2 months. You have no idea. You have people in town that are here and there's activity.
And it has a life all the time.
When you look back and there's been X amount of people that have stayed in your space between the times that you were here last and now, it's like, wow, that's a lot of people doing a lot of things here that, you know.
Again, la, don't want to know.
Well, you know, listeners, like, you know, you go to hotels. There was someone who checked out before you got there. Or maybe you indulge in a timeshare. Like, like, again, you're sharing the time of the real estate. So while Airbnb is like relatively new, especially to us here in the Midwest, it's definitely not a new concept to share your space. Mm-hmm. So I think you just got to do whatever works for you. So when you come back to enjoy it, you can just hop in and start enjoying.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I have one other question for people that might want to, do you leave things here? Do you have like your own toiletries, a set of clothes? Are there personal items that you leave here, even though this is just like a temporary getaway
spot? Yeah, that's a really great question. Yes, we do. We have like a tote.
Okay.
So we have, deodorant and toothbrushes and toothpaste and like I have my face cream, like an extra face cream and that kind of stuff that you don't have to pack it.
Where do you like, so you say you kind of put it all in a tote.
Yes.
Do you hide it in a closet or is there a closet that's locked for your stuff? How do you,
we have a supply closet here. So we just put it in there.
Okay.
Like silly thing, like I have house slippers and they stay here and they go in the supply closet.
And listeners, you can have places like if they only have one bedroom here, let's say this place was two bedroom, they can lock their whole master bedroom off if they wanted to and leave that thing with everything in there. So that is an option for you at your getaway is put a lock on a closet, put a lock on a door if you've got, you know, more than one room. Yeah. There's a lot of ways to create a recipe that works for the way that you want to host your space.
And there's no one right way to do it.
Right.
Yep.
And that's what's cool too. With Airbnb, they're not policing you. If they're like, you can lock that master bedroom door. Nobody needs to get in there. You know, that's what's so cool. It is truly your space that you get to run the way that you like. There aren't stipulations there.
One thing I would say is, again, being naive, leave reviews. It's funny, as we stayed in places and now owning a place, it's very important because people read reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And please leave reviews. If you enjoyed the place, or even, I'm not saying you can't leave a bad review, but maybe just private message the host instead. First, if you don't get the result you want, then maybe, I guess. But, you know, people, it's just like our restaurant or anything. You know, we get a lot of travelers that come off of Yelp reviews and TripAdvisor reviews, and they'll drive to Jackson, Ohio that no one's heard of before just to come to the restaurant. And I think it's the same with Airbnb that, people read reviews.
Absolutely.
I do. Yeah. So I didn't realize how important the review system was until we started doing this process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's absolutely essential. And then too, if you're an owner or host, or you make sure your co-host is responding to reviews, both the good and the bad. I think even if a guest leaves you a hopefully it's constructive review, and they kind of air out anything that you could have improved on, I think as the host, potential guests will see how you respond, and that will be just as important mm-hmm. as a 5-star review.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yes.
I've been doing this a long time, and every once in a while, I'll get someone to tell me, like, you know, whatever. I mean, sometimes it's very silly, but it's kind of just saying, hey, thank you so much for letting me know. Because you let me know this, I've made this change mm-hmm. because it's important to me that your stay is flawless. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Something like that. Or if they're really just being kind of jerks about it too, you can still thank them for being honest. And,
right. Yeah.
You know, but please, potential guests, look at the other reviews below and above. I think you'll, you know, because people are going to pay attention to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an excellent, excellent point. And I love the peer review. That's one of the things that I like appreciate so much about Airbnb. You know, hey, I'm going to get reviewed at the end of this day and everybody's right. going to see it.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it for this episode.
Yeah. Right?
That was chock full of a lot of info. We're going to make sure to, in the show notes, tag Jen and Jamie, their Instagram, Ohio Brew Couple, mm-hmm. their restaurant, their brewery. I think there might be some more short-term rentals brewing. Is this
hopefully
possible?
We're hoping.
We'll see what
okay,
happens.
Okay. So we'll make sure to link so you can find all of the things that they're up to, and especially to check out the amazing space that they have created alongside with Sarah. So we just want to say thank you for sharing your space and living your dream and sharing the information with our listeners. I think it was very valuable.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Yes. And thank you, Sarah, for all you do for us.
Thanks, guys. Yeah,
really. Aww. You guys are awesome.
Thanks. Okay. All right, listeners, thanks so much for tuning in. Once again, I'm Sarah Karakayan.
And I'm Annette Grant. And we are
Thanks for Visiting. Talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.